Hello friends, welcome to the Leaner Stronger podcast. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to stay consistent with your goals and to your plan for your health and fitness when shit just kind of hits the fan.
Yeah, because the reality is that shit does hit the fan every now and then. We've witnessed it a million times working as a personal trainer, working closely with people from different walks of life, facing different types of problems, and especially when you've been working with someone for a really long time and they kind of been on a really good trajectory, then something happens. Like life just throws a curveball at you.
Something totally unforeseen.
Exactly. And just pulls out the rug from underneath your feet. And then what do you do in that moment? How do you in that moment react in the best way possible? Obviously, it may not be always perfect, but then how do you stay on track still towards your long-term, especially body composition, health, and your performance goals? Before we get to that, if you found this previous episode of the Leaner Stronger podcast useful, it would help us out a lot if you left us a rating and a review and subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're consuming this information from. And we always appreciate you if you share any of our episodes with friends who you think would also benefit from this information. So, where does this come from? Shit hit the fan lately?
Shit did hit the fan a little bit lately. And before we go there, I do want to premise that, like, we do live a very, you know, fortunate life, and that we're very grateful for all the things that we have in our life, family, our health, our friends. So at the same time, like, shit does hit the fan, but at the same time, we understand that this is, like, our problems that we're facing right now are very first world.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they still rock the boat. As you said, it still feels like that rug has been completely pulled away from under you. So yesterday, like, it's still very fresh for us. We received an eviction notice that we have 8 weeks to leave our apartment.
Yeah, not because we've been, you know,
having crazy parties,
cooking meth or something, but just because the owner just wants to do something else with the apartment. And yeah, it's just like, in terms of like timing, in terms of the overall context of our life, and the fact that we actually really like this place and it's perfect, it sucks. Yeah. Like, it's just shit.
It is. And yeah, without going into too much of the details, it's more just like we understand that, yeah, there's a bit of a house, like a shortage of house shortage crisis within Australia at the moment. So I think just all those like thoughts and thought spirals that start coming up for us, like it can really get out of control, you know. And I must say, I did have a little bit of a cry last night just because I did allow my thoughts to kind of start going too far into the future. So I guess today's episode, you know, we're talking about how can we overcome some of these challenges?
How do we deal with this? How do we deal with that? How do we deal with this in the immediate moment?
That's right. Right. That's it. Because, you know, this episode is for you if, you know, you are ever have a similar circumstance. For example, you know, you need to find some accommodation really quickly, like your housing changes, whatever it might be, or maybe there's a lot of mayhem at work, for whatever reason, or it could be
exam period, final exams coming up.
That's it.
Things feel like they're spiraling out of control. You find yourself always just being stuck in these thinking loops about something that you need to do, might happen, would be nice if happened. You know, you don't really know if it's gonna happen, but you know, like it's like things are just spiraling out of control in your mind, and you're just really struggling to kind of snap out of it. And I think that's really the first of all, like, that's really the ticket, is the
bringing yourself back.
Okay, this fucking sucks. But right now, in this moment, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Right now, sitting here, we have no problems facing me right here, right now, in this moment.
No lions in the room. No. They're fed, we got shelter, we're breathing air.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. We're
that's it.
We're okay. Nothing is really right now in this moment. Nothing is wrong. All that, that thought loop about things that need to be done might happen. Mm-hmm. It's just that. It's just a thought loop. So, really, the first step is to learn how to break that spell of like awakening and waking up from being lost in an unconscious thought loop that's spiraling always into a way that makes you feel anxious and potentially angry, frustrated, and fearful of what's happening or what might happen in the future.
Mm. Huge. Really huge. So what are some specific ways, like now that we've got our problem,
yeah,
what are some specific ways that we can kind of bring ourselves into out the of the thought loop and into the moment?
Okay, how do you come to the now? That's what you're basically saying. So I've seen you do a very interesting thing of how to come into the now. Yeah,
I can share a little bit more about this. Yeah. So if anybody knows me or they've worked with me, you'll know that I'm a very emotional person. I'm really in tune with my feelings and I love talking about feelings. I love talking about my clients' feelings and, you know, it's not for everybody. It's definitely been a bit of a journey for you to really experience.
It's a roller coaster.
That emotional side of me, of Teresa. But, you know, I think the more that I really allow that energy or, you know, all that stuff that's within me to kind of express itself and to release it, wow, it's
the better
like,
you feel.
The better I feel. I'm a completely different person. I can change my state within a couple of minutes just because I've allowed myself to express that and release that energy. So the first thing we're going to talk about is energy release.
So what does that look like? How could you release your energy?
There's so many different ways that you can do it. And I think everybody has their own style. But for me in particular, definitely like expressing my voice, because over the years I've found that that's something that I find challenge with, to express myself through my voice and my words. So whether it's singing like really loud, like on a Monday night at 6 p.m., I think some of our neighbors are like, what is going on there? We've got ABBA going on. And I'm like, yeah. Or it could literally be something as simple as grabbing a pillow, popping it over my mouth and like screaming into the pillow. But it works so well.
Yeah.
It's so effective.
Or just making like, you know, like... What's your go-to? Try it with us. Come on.
It feels good.
Wow. Crazy.
So, yeah, like just getting that energy out, just...
That's it.
Really,
a lot of people might be familiar with, like, you know, exercising, like going for a run, going for a training session, just doing something with your physical body to get you out of your head.
Totally.
I think that's a good way to access the now.
100%.
Some other ways to access the now would be like just feel your inner body. You know, what evidence do you have of the fact that you have feet or do you have your hands, or that you have a back to your body, or that you have a front to your body, or that you have a head? Like what evidence do you have right now that you have a head? Are you breathing? Where do you feel your breath? All these things are anchor points in the now that you can focus on. And it can very, 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 very quickly, as soon as you shift your awareness to the now, by definition, it means that you stop being identified, lost in unconscious thinking loop that's probably not making the situation any better.
Mm.
And it doesn't mean that you can't think at all, because obviously, you're probably going to have to start thinking at some point about how you're going to deal with this situation.
Yeah.
But the realization is that that thinking is better served by consciously thinking about those solutions and writing them down and designing a plan, as opposed to all the time being stuck in that thinking loop.
Mm. So effective.
So effective, you know. a lot of this stuff, we're actually right now, Teresa and I, we are trying to improve our own mental health and also just gain another tool at helping other people improve their mental health. We're taking part in Eckhart Tolle's School of Awakening, Becoming a Teacher of Presence course. And so if you're ever going to notice, like, why are these guys spitting out some really profound and wise shit, it's probably because it came from Eckhart Tolle. And honestly, like, I do highly recommend getting his book. Just listen to the man speak. And it's profound stuff that he says and the pointers that he gives to bring you into the now.
It's honestly, like, so life-changing. I can really attribute how much I've changed, like, my health and my, I guess if you want to go there, like, physique as well, if you want to look at it from that perspective, on just changing my awareness of my thoughts. Because it has such a crazy domino effect on your habits and your behaviors and whether or not you're going to go this way down the path or this way down the path, because you're getting that power back to your choice and your the present moment.
That's it. And so many of those, like, pantry habits, going to the pantry, it's just unconscious. An unconscious thing, yeah. Right? That's, you know, it. I see you do it still sometimes, like with, like, the rice crackers come out and it's just like an empty stare.
No, that's conscious.
That's a conscious one?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay. Because I, you know, it's...
No, that's conscious. That's I'm conscious. Totally aware of that.
Okay. See what I'm saying?
Anyway, moving on.
Getting into the now is very, very important,
yeah,
to break the spell. What do we do then? Now that we've come to the now, how are we going to stay on track with our long-term goals?
Well, I think the first thing during moments of crisis or when shit hits the fan, I think a really good step is to look at the basics. Maslow's hierarchy of needs: food, water, shelter, oxygen, and connection.
So if we could use those as a bit of a framework.
Yeah.
Right? How would you start?
Yeah, well, let's look at the first one. So food, are you getting enough nutrition into your body? Are you giving your body and your brain and your organs the right nutrition and, I guess, macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates and fats to actually be able to function on a day-to-day level, to be able to give you that energy that you need to maybe move your body or think straight? So we'll start there.
That's exactly right. Because if that goes out of the window, like something happens in your life, and then, you know, your nutrition goes out the window, it's just going to be pizza and McDonald's from there. You know, like, just the spiral's just going to go deeper because your brain is inflamed, you're not thinking straight, and you're not providing your body with those nutrients that are essential for actually dealing with this thing and to have the energy in your body to do the energy release thing that we just spoke about. Go to the gym, go for that run and keep yourself moving as opposed to just stagnating.
Totally. Just bringing it back to literally a cellular level. Like, how can we get my cells, which, you know, travel up the food chain, to be able to function?
Exactly.
Yeah. So then the next one would be water. And once again, I would say that that's on the same level. So it's that physical, like, it gives you enough energy, mental focus. And then once again, on a cellular level. So making sure that you're having enough water throughout the day.
That's it.
The next one would be shelter.
Mm.
So how would we kind of get that to fit with...
I guess it comes down to, like, safety and, like, sleep.
Mm.
That's where it comes down to. Like, if you don't feel safe, your sleep ain't very good. Like, if you're in a chronically stressed state, it's like you're that dog that's kind of like... Or a cat that's kind of always aware of their surroundings. Almost like sleeping with one eye open. And again, like, if you're not sleeping well, you're waking up in the morning without energy, like, your decision making capacity is already down when you're faced with huge decisions, not a good idea. So paying attention to your sleep hygiene. Like, when it comes to the habits, like, what do you do during the last hour of your day? What does your bedroom environment look like? Is that environment, is it supportive for good quality sleep, or is it supportive for having a party or having a like a Netflix theater? You know, like what have you designed your bedroom to be the most suitable for?
Mm.
And highly recommend that it would be mostly suitable for sleeping and sexing. That's all that you basically need to use your bedroom for.
Yeah, sorry, Mom.
Yeah. <Just kidding. laughs> Well, sorry, Mom and Auntie Yanni, you two are probably the only three people out of the three people listening to this, my auntie and my mom. So, shit.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, shelter. Just before we go there, I really like how you said supporting.
Mm.
Because I think at times when we get thrown off of our habits and our plan, like, we generally look for comfort.
Mm.
And we might look for comfort in things that may not actually be supporting your well-being. So mm. we might look for comfort in the first thing you said was like Macca's or pizza.
Mm.
Not that, you know, we can't eat those foods. As you know, we're a big like advocate for flexible dieting and incorporating beautiful, palatable 80-20 foods. Rule. But at the same time, like, are you giving your body and your brain what it needs to feel supported from the food and from that environment that you sleep in? So, you know, we might want to watch Netflix because that makes us feel better, but once it starts getting to a point where you're missing your bedtime or you're missing out on sleep because you're feeling like you want to go down more of that comfort route, then yeah, it's not essentially serving you anymore.
Exactly. You're missing out on cooking your own food.
Yeah.
Versus like just, oh, it's so comfortable, just I'm just gonna go to the Netflix and Uber Eats. Yes. mode.
Totally.
Type of a thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of throw that one in there.
Yeah.
The next one would be oxygen. So, as we know, bringing yourself back to your breath, feeling that inhalation, exhalation, we all know now that that's very powerful. And, yeah, that would be our next tip in terms of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Totally. And just paying attention to, like, how are you breathing? Because breathing is not only your breath. It's not only a pointer that can bring you into the present moment very quickly. But it's actually a direct reflection of what's going on with the deepest parts of your body, your autonomic nervous system. Like, your breathing is fast and shallow. Your autonomic nervous system is more shifted towards the fight or flight state of things. And being more in a state of fight or flight is going to change the way in which your body prioritizes survival or reproduction. So your whole body is more geared towards survival. Your thinking is more geared towards a state of stress, perceiving things as more threatening, versus if your breathing is nice and deep, nice and calm, nice and slow, that's indicative of being more in a state of rest and digest. Your body's prioritizing reproduction. You're more likely to be in a calmer and, yeah, just in a calmer and a more focused state.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, like, then by slowing down your breathing, you will shift your body into that state. So that's why it's a really powerful tool, like, just our breathing, if you consciously make use of it. But you need if you use the light of your conscious awareness to slow down your breathing and keep it slow for 5 to 10 minutes, it's going to have a profound impact on your life, really, if you do it consistently.
Mm, absolutely. And the last one would be connection.
Mm.
So, you know, whether that's speaking to your partner, speaking to your mom or dad, a family member.
Start a podcast. Talk about it. We're just doing some therapy here. Like, if someone's listening to this, that's nice. But this is for us.
It's always good, that connection, to feel like, you know, yeah, you can voice what's going on. And as well, like, when you start talking about it and it's not just spiraling in your mind,
yeah,
it almost loses its power to a degree, because you're relaying those thoughts back to yourself. And for some people, it's like, oh, wow, like, in my head, it actually sounds really horrible. But then when I speak about it, actually, it's, for some reason or another, It's not that bad. Yeah, it doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, that's a good one. And it could even be like writing it down first. Mm. Like write it down first and then maybe read it out loud.
Mm.
And kind of approach it as if it was like you're just reading it from like someone else has written it. And you're like, oh, that's interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, you can kind of see it for what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't have anybody in your life that you feel comfortable sharing these things to, we have, you know, we're very lucky in today's age that we have a lot of resources available to you, whether that's by message. You can even message someone, you know, by a lifeline or whatever these resources are to help you just to be able to express whatever's going on in your life.
That's it. You are not alone.
Oh, so good.
I am here with you.
Michael Jackson never gets old.
No. Well, there it is. That is how you're going to be able to deal with whatever's happening in your life in that moment, but then also some pointers to focus on so that you can really stay on track towards your body composition, health, and performance goals while dealing with this thing over here. And chances are that you're going to be able to deal with the thing more effectively.
Mm, very powerful.
Very powerful. If you know of someone who would benefit from listening to this episode, if you found this useful, would you please share this with someone else and also leave us a rating, a review, leave us a comment. What did you think? Do you have any questions? Do you have any suggestions? What would you suggest in a situation like this? What do you do? We would love to hear from you. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
We'll see you in the next episode.